The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you from a well-lit corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's The Nate Darling Show, featuring Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels. And now, he loves him some him, here's Nate.
Hey, everybody.
Who is that girl?
We've got a new podcast voice.
Is that an authentic...
It is an authentic British accent.
She sounds very attractive.
So, yeah. Remember when I say go shop Amazon through the tab on NateDarlingShow.com? Because it supports the show and we put it back into the show? That's some of the stuff that it goes into.
Paying for a nice voice actress.
That's right. Spend a little money on the show. So, there you go.
Well done.
Coming up on the show today, a really good reason why I hate mud runs.
Uh-oh.
Sam, do you like mud runs?
Well, I enjoyed the Spartan race, which does involve running in mud.
Okay, you may hate mud runs after this.
Uh-oh.
Plus, people doing sex. And and we are, on the show today, going to definitively say which is better, Pliny the Elder or Heady Topper. Two of the highest rated beers in the world.
Coast to coast, right?
Coast to coast. Pliny the Elder is available on the West Coast, mostly just in California. I think it might be available somewhere else, but it's very limited. Heady Topper, even more limited. It's only available in Vermont, and you have to show up at the store that it's delivered at basically by midday, or you're not going to get any. People line up for it. People drive from all over to get it. We have both. We are going to compare, and we are all going to say, well, at least the men are, which is better. Because I'm afraid Diana is going to go all girl on me and go, yeah, this is better because they're double IPAs. It's hoppy. How do you drink this stuff?
So, that's exactly what I sound like, too.
See? Right there. So,
Nate, I'm not a little bitch.
Well... we'll see.
Well, Hong.
We'll see.
I see what you did there. Yeah, I miss you guys.
Do a little plug-in.
Let me rephrase that. I miss Sam.
Oh, I see. So let's start with this. How was your 4th of July? Sam, I saw some video.
Yes, 4th of July was spectacular. Did have a wonderful time with family and friends. Jumping over fireworks. I did not get naked this year.
Oh, and that was one of your goals.
Yeah, that was one of the goals, but we only did the first part of our fireworks in front of my grandmother's house.
Okay.
Because we were going to wait for my brother who had to work that evening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was filming the firework display at the arena or wherever it is.
Cal Expo,
which of course backfired.
Sort of, yeah.
And started firing fireworks at people.
No way.
And there's all this other stuff. So anyways, he didn't get... off work. He wasn't back in Dixon until almost 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
And so we didn't get out to do our naked jumping that.
Aww.
Wait.
That was a little bit of a bummer.
What happened with the Cal Expo thing?
There was some malfunction with the fireworks and the show ended up being cut short.
Yeah. That's hella funny.
Yeah.
So people were out there from like mid-afternoon in the fucking heat just hanging out like, we're going to see some fireworks.
Yeah.
They didn't see that much. Here's the thing. I sat here on the 4th of July in my apartment, and it sounded like I was in a war zone for several hours because there were fireworks at Cal Expo.
Ones.
There were fireworks over in Old Sac. There were Raleigh Field. Mm-hmm. Of course, all of the illegal ones.
Yeah.
And it went on, I shit you not, from like 8:30 until past 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just everywhere.
Nonstop.
And I'm like, and at a certain, because my cats are super chill, but at a certain point there was like a bunch of them, and they started to go like, "What the fuck, man?"
We didn't do anything on the 4th because of that. Like we stayed home with the dog.
There, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, the dog.
Yeah. If you got dogs, they get freaked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and somebody had some fireworks over by our house that really did sound like gunshots.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there were some of those around here.
Yeah, my brother had to drive home down Fruit Ridge, right?
Yes.
He said that literally. It didn't just sound like a war zone. It looked like one. There's freaking bottle rockets flying over the street.
It's the street of dreams.
And I'm like, damn, people in that neck of the woods, you wouldn't be surprised if people took advantage of all that that noise to go fire actual guns at people.
Yeah. For people listening not in Sacramento, Fruit Ridge Road is in South Sacramento.
It's a little rough.
It is a little rough. There's it's what they'd call a high crime area.
Yes.
When you're house hunting on Zillow.com, it'll say high crime area.
Well, you'll go, wow, these houses seem relatively cheap.
Yeah. I think I'll move here. Wait a second.
It would be very close to where I work.
Yeah. Actually, I was looking at a place over there, and then I had to consider that. It was a cute little cottage. It was nice.
Oh, yeah. The houses look great. Here's
Sam. You should move over there. You can start the gentrification of the area.
Oh, let's gentrify. Whoa!
His cute little cottage.
You know what I don't see a lot over there? Hipsters.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do not.
I don't think I would make it.
You could be the first one.
I could be the first. Yeah. I'd have to start dressing differently.
Diana turned her microphone off.
No, it just someone cut me off.
No, you turned your microphone off.
I might
off.
Have done that with my mind powers.
Because it's
those pants. I'm just talking about his pants.
He's wearing salmon pants.
Not a lot of people in South Sac wear those pants.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
They're tight, but not too tight. Has a good good low crotch. So
we keep telling
him. I can tell.
We keep telling him that it's okay for him to be who he really is.
Around us, it's fine.
Around us is fine, you know.
Yeah. In a certain arena, maybe it's not as okay.
I mean, it would really make this... Yeah. I mean, it would really balance out the show.
Sure.
To have a lesbian, a gay man,
yeah.
and a black and a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. That would
balance it out.
I mean, he's pretty gay, except for the whole girlfriend thing. Besides that minor detail.
Yeah. I'm gay in every way,
he's
except
very
I don't
effeminate.
He probably has on underwear that matches pants.
You probably.
My pink underwear is actually pinker than my girlfriend's underwear. It's hot pink. It's like neon pink.
Why do you have pink underwear? Are they boxers or are they under, like, whitey
tighties?
They're
trunks. They're not boxers and they're not whitey tighties. They're in between.
What are those called?
They're called trunks.
Yeah, real men wear boxer briefs. He wears trunks.
Yeah.
or if you're buying,
because they don't punch up in my tight pants.
If you were buying them as a girl, they would call them boy shorts.
Oh, yeah, exactly. you wear boy shorts.
Yeah. Exactly. No,
something like that.
Yes.
So,
as in that's what the houseboy wears.
Well, they're not loose like boxers. These are tight.
No. Well, boxer briefs aren't loose either.
Right.
Right.
So, Diana, what did you do for the 4th?
I was at a burlesque show. And I was in an AC bar, so there was AC, alcohol, and titties.
AC is in air conditioning?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
So I was a very happy person.
Nice.
I kind of fucked up, though. I don't know. I this has been bothering me. Actually, never mind. I can't really say it.
Oh!
Well, I kind of... I don't know if I should say it because it's like not my business to tell, but I said something really why is that still going?
Because it's hilarious.
I said something really inappropriate. I didn't realize that someone was like, they're being like really sweet and like not passive aggressive, but like sweet passive aggressive, right? About like eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, like you're just being a girl. I didn't realize that she actually had like an eating
disorder. Oh no.
That's why I'm like, I don't know if I should tell this story because it's like really bad. It's not my business to tell.
Oh, tell the story, goddamn it.
It's real life.
Yeah,
it's
real life.
It's not like you're naming somebody.
Okay, no. So and I was just like, I feel like Nate would really think this is funny though.
Well, then tell it on the show.
Please go on.
So what happened was she was like, there was a couple right across from me. We were at this table, right? And eating, and I'm going to be honest, I did have a lot of drinks involved, but like I just saw it was really cute that the way she was asking, like they're being polite, because typically like if I'm in a relationship with someone and I see something on their plate that I want, I just go for, I'm like, you done? Okay, mine. Like that's the most polite I'll get, right? Because like their shit is usually my shit when it comes to food.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, he was eating, her boyfriend was eating the burger and there's like a little piece left. And she was like, oh, like, are you done? And he was like, I mean, if you want it, you can have it. And I was just like, why don't you just fucking say you can have it or just say, can I have it? Like,
if you want it, I guess.
Yeah, it was just like super like, but they were like both like in the polite stage of their relationship, you know, or like they're just really in love. I don't know what, I can't tell the difference anymore. So I commented it on and I was like, oh, like you guys are being like, you're kind of being a girl and you're being a like a dude, like you guys are like obviously new, like are you guys new, like whatever, because this is like super passive aggressive and like kind of cutesy and all that shit. And she thought I was commenting on the fact that she wanted to eat the burger. Then I find out later that she had an eating disorder.
Dear, oh dear.
Yeah, I felt like
this just sounds like the same old Diana Hong story.
Fuck you. What's that supposed to mean? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I feel like I've
you're a nice
story.
Guy. You're a nice guy.
I felt like the biggest. Like I seriously couldn't sleep all night. I was like, oh my god. Like
how the fuck were you supposed to know she had an eating disorder?
Right. Yeah. I mean, but even that, I felt really.
She was being a girl. She was being a girl.
Yeah. I doubt she even really has an eating disorder. She just want to make you feel bad.
Because when I talk, I realized that like I'm really gendered in the way that I talk. Like I play off of the gender stereotypes because to me they're kind of fun and they're harmless. They're whatever. Like girls can act like guys can act like girls, and everyone's a bitch. Like I don't understand. So when I talk, I'm very like misogynistic sometimes.
Nice.
And and I can get away with it. So I'm gonna milk it for all I can because I believe in reincarnation. I don't know what's next. Like I don't know if I'm gonna come back as a dude. So I might as well be misogynistic now when it's okay. And I realized that like that whole thing. I was like, oh my god, I'm a dick. I'm an asshole. I'm going to hell.
No.
No.
You go to hell for being gay. You're not going to hell for being a dick.
Well,
at least I feel more justified besides the gay thing.
Yeah, you're going to hell for eating pussy.
All right. I forgot to grab something before we get going. So, Kareem, you're the one who's the least encumbered. If you could go, there is a box just on the other side of my microwave. And if you could grab that, it's got wafers in it.
Oh.
And because we're going to need, we're going to do the beer tasting and we need to cleanse our palate. Far side of the microwave, to your left, right back there. That's it. Yep.
Yeah, I'm glad it was Kareem that got it because I'm pretty sure Sam and I would have struggled a little more.
Well, yeah. I mean, just these are California wine wafers.
Ooh, those are
fancy,
so cute.
Bro.
Mocha look at chocolate. That box. Because, and I got these actually over at the Blue Diamond Almond plant, which is not far from here.
Oh, yeah. Why would they sell that at the Blue Diamond Almond plant?
I don't know.
How odd.
What? I don't know these.
Oh,
things.
Those are big.
I expected
a little
these,
like
these look.
Wafers.
If you're Catholic, this looks like the priest's big wafer.
Okay.
This is the priest's big wafer. So we're gonna have these because, as I mentioned at the top of the show, because everybody is starting to sip. We're going to.
I have not sipped of mine.
Kareem
and
has.
It's killing
I have.
Me.
Well, here's what we're gonna
waiting
do.
For.
Waiting for the official.
Well, what we're gonna do?
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, you can you can go ahead and take a sip of Pliny if you'd like.
I can't sip until I tink tink someone's glass. Give me a tink tink.
Well, my hands are full right now.
Kareem, give me a tink tink.
I'm struggling to open this and not have them fly everywhere. I don't want wafers everywhere. So come on, there we go. This is important because we need to cleanse our palate. So we have very fresh Pliny the Elder. Picked up yesterday in Santa Rosa.
Nate, I just saw.
No,
a face.
I thought that he was saying that I couldn't sip because I like took the sip and he was like, "This is important because we need to cleanse our palate." I'm like,
"I thought you took the sip."
No.
Sip
well,
and said,
Diana
this is
only
gross.
Has one of them.
Oh, so I don't need to cleanse my palate.
You do not.
But
let me.
Can I get a cracker?
Yeah, of course. There's plenty. Here, you guys want to split?
Ooh,
that
these
one?
Are good.
You guys want to split that one? So feel free to grab your taste of Pliny the Elder. From Russian River Brewing.
Is this the one I have?
It is the one you have.
That's the only one you get.
There's a lot going on there.
It is. It is rated as one of the top 10 beers in the world, I believe. It's a double IPA, 8% alcohol, and this is fresh from the tap from yesterday.
This one tastes better than normal IPAs.
That's because it's one of the best beers in the world.
It does something different when it first hits the tongue.
Right. No, if you get a bad IPA, and there are a lot of them out there,
yeah.
It just, every sip is just pounding your taste buds with hops.
Yeah.
And a Lagunitas IPA is one that just is relentless.
See, that's
with that.
Why I don't like IPAs, because that's my experience with IPAs.
So
this one's got a kick in the front, and then it's almost like a creamy, smooth finish, but then you breathe, and you get something else going on in the nasal passage, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's something else.
So, why don't you take your sip?
This cracker's hella good, though.
Well, they're mocha.
Oh!
So cleanse your palate with that. And then,
whoa, that's hella good.
Right? And then,
that's like breakfast cereal.
And then, crack your heady topper.
Crack your heady topper.
Now, the heady topper I brought back from Vermont. So this is a couple weeks old. So it's IPAs and double IPAs are better fresh. So this one's a little bit older. Oh, so now, gentlemen, sip your heady toppers.
L'chaim.
Ah.
I just want to clarify that I don't have one because Nate thinks since I'm a girl that I was going to be a little bitch. But I'm having the time of my life with my fucking cracker and my beer.
Yeah, you are. You straight balling it.
Mm-hmm.
It's and here's the I can tell the difference between this a week ago and this now.
Oh, that's crazy. But what's the difference?
It's
not what I expected.
It's the thing is, and Sam had a sip of mine a week ago. So the thing is, a week ago it was fresher. The hops start to dull a little bit after about a week. So it is at a bit of a disadvantage. But which, Kareem, are you ready to pick a winner?
The one in the glass?
The one in the glass is the Pliny the Elder.
I like that one better.
Okay. Sam?
I need to go back to Pliny real quick just to make a justified call.
Where'd you get these wafers, though?
At the Blue Diamond Almond Plant.
Is that not in Cali?
It's about 5 blocks
Thank
away.
Thank God. I'm about to pick up like a whole bunch of these.
Yeah. And they're meant to cleanse your palate when you're doing wine. They're called wine wafers, but they're basically, if you're doing wine tasting, you want to make sure you cleanse your palate between wines so you know which one's best.
These are so good.
Well, they're both absolutely scrumptious.
Oh, they're fantastic beers.
I think Pliny was a little more exhilarating in the front. But it would also, I feel that the heady topper would probably go well with more food items. I think it's got, they're both surprisingly clean for being a double IPA.
Do you think it's because of the glass versus the can too?
No.
Does that have a difference? Nope.
Okay. No. Well, here's the thing. This beer that's in the glass was in a keg yesterday, which is an aluminum can. This beer is meant to be drank. It says drink right from the can.
Oh, yeah.
So it goes right from the keg into the can. Like I said, this does have the disadvantage of being a couple weeks old, so it's not going to be as fresh.
Why are you burping in the mic?
I figured it was appropriate since we're sipping beer.
Well, it's better.
This is a classy event.
You and your wife, your wafer.
It's better than silence as we drinking. Go,
yeah.
So Sam.
If I have to pick one?
You have to pick which one. Which one do you like better? Kareem's already gone with Pliny.
I feel like Sam's just going to end up drinking both of them to the end and being like, you know, I still can't make a decision.
Honestly, it's not an easy choice.
I'm going to say Heady Topper is actually easier to drink. Whereas the Pliny was definitely had more exhilaration in the front. I think it would get overwhelming. Overall, like, it would never reach overwhelming, but comparatively.
They're
I'm going to go with Heady Topper.
They're both fantastic beers. They're both top-rated, world-renowned beers. I'm going to go with the Heady Topper as well.
Okay.
It's close.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. I just think as you're drinking the Heady Topper, it seems to get a little smoother as you go through the can. And having had this super fresh, it's even better. And like I said, this is a couple weeks old. You pull into Vermont. If you fly into Burlington International Airport, even if you get there at 9 a.m., go to the Skinny Pancake or go to the other little breakfast place and get a can of this. Spend the $10 on the can at the airport and drink it fresh. And it is phenomenal. I had one at 9 a.m.
That's right.
When I flew in. And it really is a phenomenal beer. And look, this is no disrespect to Pliny the Elder.
Not at all.
It's a fantastic beer. Diana, if you would like, you can have a sip off of my can if you're not afraid of cooties. Because I'm not.
Are real. I looked them up. They're like skin mites.
But you can taste the difference.
Oh, hell yeah, you can taste the difference. I'm going to go with the Pliny.
Yeah.
Damn it. You can't draw this vote.
No. No. Well, we already said the men were going to decide, so
like everything
and
else.
Women's suffrage.
Well, I mean, the big thing is again, the Pliny has the advantage of it being a lot fresher.
Yeah.
And the thing is they're both fantastic. But if I had to pick, if you're like you only get one, you get one beer, I would go with a Heady Topper. Just because, and here's the thing, the sip that you had is the harshest sip you're going to have. It just gets smoother.
Yeah.
From there.
I think it was probably because I'm not used to like that much flavor. Like if you like, there's a lot of flavor in that.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I
both
typically
of them.
Don't like this one's was like, it was kind of like, it died. I just got it at the tip.
It had that kind of creamy overlay.
Exactly.
At the end.
Yeah. Yeah, that one just like it was flavor from like start to end. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's why I picked this over that. That's personal preference, but that's a great beer.
I hear you on that, definitely.
For sure.
But what's interesting is this does have that density through the whole thing, but mm-hmm. it like goes and then stops and then it peters out.
I think
for my tongue.
With food, I would like the heady topper.
Yeah. I think it would go with more things. I think it's interesting on the can it says so drinkable it's scary because it's pretty much where my mind was when I first had it. I was like, wait, this is a double IPA?
Mm-hmm.
I just keep on sipping. I'm like,
8% alcohol.
Wait a second.
That tastes like it could replace a meal. You know, some they just could totally would just replace
it. Here, have a wafer.
I have some of that wafer?
No, you can have your own.
Oh my God.
Everyone's getting another wafer. All
folks, you've got to know this thing is the size of a disc golf.
This is the best thing ever. These are so good. This
mocha
is the best podcast ever. This is the best mocha of the pack.
This is like Christmas, Nate.
Yeah,
we have these wafers at Christmas too?
This is a European tradition since 1640. California wine wafers, mocha chocolate flavor. 8 7-inch, these are 7-inch discs. Luxury wine wafers. And again, if you were raised Catholic, you can just see the priest holding it up and calling it the body of Christ.
Is this the skinny pancake you're talking about having your heady topper with?
No, skinny pancake is just the name of a local Burlington place. And they've got locations in each of the terminals in Burlington, no matter which of the two terminals you fly into. You can go to the skinny pancake and get
that.
I'm so happy.
This is bliss.
You know what's really funny, though? There's another IPA out of Vermont, and they only do very limited can runs. And they were doing one. They were releasing it 5 hours after I left Vermont. But I had it on. I had the beer on tap when I was there.
Okay,
and I actually like it a little better than Heady Top.
Shut your pie hole.
It's called Fiddlehead Brewing, and they are a little brewery that is located right near the Vermont Teddy Bear Factory. And they are fantastic. So
from the tap.
From the tap, yeah. And they're on tap. Here's the thing. They don't can a lot, but they are. If you're going around Vermont, there's a ton of places that have Fiddlehead IPA.
Okay.
And it's fantastic. So anyway.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah. Now let's get to the 4th of July stuff that wasn't as good. Dateline, Calais, Maine. It says a local man was killed instantly on Saturday when he set off a fireworks mortar tube on his head.
This guy.
Despite efforts his friends made to stop him. His name's Devin Staples. He's 22. He's originally from Calais. As it turns out, he lives in Florida now. Well, he lived in Florida.
Oh, wow.
He was just back home for the 4th. He played Gaston at Walt Disney World.
Wow.
That's the late development. He was 20.
Gaston was always a douche. I'm just saying. That's kind of a douche move.
When he suggested he was going to do it, his friends gathered around him, and they thought they had convinced him not to do it.
No, that's a lie.
But before they could react, he set off the explosive. Now, this is the story from the Bangor Daily News. This was almost small town news, but it's too important. This is the first fatality since fireworks became legal in Maine in March of 2012. So here's the thing, though. Now his relatives are coming out and saying, no, that's not how it was at all. He was a smart person. He would just like to pretend to do dumb things, and it misfired. I don't know how something like
you
that misfires.
You don't accidentally set off an explosive.
And what his relative said was there was no rushing him to the hospital because there was not really anything left.
You know,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it was a mortar tube he put on his head. Yeah. It blew his head clean off.
Yeah.
Your cousins.
That's not an emergency anymore. It's over.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't understand. Like, if you just put it, what kind of firework was it?
This
I'm thinking, did it?
That is what I imagined happening to Mr. Lavender Pants, his balls, last week when he told us that he was going to jump across fire.
Lavender. I should find me some lavender pants. Thank you.
I was like, "What Sam said? What?" Like I was.
Yeah, you weren't here last week.
Yeah, so I was like, "Sam did what?"
Sam was explaining how on the 4th he wanted to jump naked over fireworks.
Yeah, I've done it before and it was successful.
Mm-hmm.
It was just awkward because there was a Mexican dude in a pickup truck watching the whole time.
Oh yeah, I remember this story.
Yeah.
And that is what I imagined happened to his balls.
But it's a difference between jumping over fireworks than like lighting the fireworks off your fucking dick.
There's a lot of but there's a lot of different fireworks too.
3 feet.
There's a lot of different fireworks too.
Yeah.
You know. So
what do they call it? The sane and
the safe and sane.
Safe and sane. All they are fountains. They never
shoot
leave
into
the
air.
Atmosphere.
Or right. They never go into the air.
Yes.
They're safe and sane because they are not going to go off into the bushes and start a wildfire.
Yeah.
So which one did he use? Did
he use something called a mortar.
Okay, that was my question. So are those one of the ones that go up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder his fucking head blew off.
Yeah.
But
I thought it was one of the safe ones. I was like, well, is it just fire on the top of his head?
Well, you know, Kareem likes to say your cousins. Well, Kareem,
uh-oh,
one of your cousins was playing with fireworks. It wasn't quite as bad, but it's somebody who should know better.
NFL, but that could be a big problem moving forward. A New York Giants star is recovering at the hospital after a firework accident that happened right here in South Florida. NBC6's Michael Spears is live just outside the Broward Health Medical Center with more on what went wrong. And Michael, this guy has a very, very big paycheck to protect, among other things.
That's right. That's why you can assume we'll be hearing something from the New York Giants on this. They have not yet released a statement, but according to multiple reports, Jason Pierre-Paul, he actually burned his hand in that accident and had to be hospitalized. Take a look. I want to pull up a screenshot of a tweet that was sent out prior to the accident. This is apparently from a neighbor of his in Coral Springs, where his family lives, where the neighborhood where this all happened. According to that neighbor, the Giants player apparently had loaded up on a van full of fireworks ahead of Saturday's celebrations, as you can see there in the picture. Now take a look at this is a video the player posted to his Instagram prior to that incident, and in that video you can see him in front of what appears to be the same van there talking about the 4th of July celebrations. Now the NFL.com is reporting that the defensive end burned his hand, as I mentioned, in the accident, and according to their sources and the people they've been speaking to, doctors were still looking at whether there would be any long-term injuries or damage from this accident, including nerve damage. So back out
nerve
here live,
there
are conflicting reports about the severity of this injury. We've seen a number of people saying it could be a lot worse than what we're hearing so far. But we do not know whether he's been released from the hospital. I can tell you, in speaking to fire and police agencies leading up to the 4th of July, this is something they were warning about. Accidents like this, what could go wrong with fireworks?
Stupid people. Stupid
people.
What could
go wrong?
Yeah, Jason Pierre-Paul could blow his hand off. By the way, Kareem, your cousin.
Yeah. Again, he's alive.
He is. Yes.
That's true.
He's not alive.
I mean, if he's a football player, he shouldn't be doing fucking shit like that with his hands anyway.
Yeah,
that's like fucking Rory McIlroy. He's all fucked up now because he was playing soccer and he like tore an ankle ligament. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I understand that you shouldn't have a life, but if they're paying you millions on top of millions of dollars.
You're going to protect
the fuck out of him. Yeah, like fucking David Beckham, his leg is insured for millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Well, he's old now, so he's retired.
Athletes do.
No, that was before.
Athletes are idiots.
Yeah, they do dumb shit all the time.
That's right.
They're not supposed to.
By the way, for local Northern California people, the voice at the beginning was Eric Harriman, former Fox 40 anchor who's now NBC.
That's not true.
It is.
That's not true.
It is. He's now NBC 6 in Miami. That is Eric.
Harriman.
Good
to hear you, sir. I miss your face.
That's how I found out about it originally.
Obviously not his voice because you couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's true. Also, there was a bakery in Oregon. Very progressive place. The owners of Sweet Cakes by Melissa, the Oregon bakery that refused to bake a wedding cake for a lesbian couple, has been ordered to pay $135,000 in damages. They were ordered by the Oregon Bureau
damages.
Of Labor. Yeah. Oregon's Bureau of Labor and Industries for the, quote, emotional suffering caused by the bakery's action. The owners, Aaron and Melissa Klein, refused to bake the cake in 2013, citing their religious beliefs. Their actions sparked a national debate about the right of private business owners to refuse services to members of the LGBTQFSNY community.
Based
solely on abstract religious principles. Oregon's Bureau of Labor and Industries ruled, however, the couple violated the state's discrimination law. The AP reports the law, quote, provides an exemption for religious organizations, but the agency ruled the exemption does not allow private businesses to discriminate against potential customers. Quote, the case is not about a wedding cake or a marriage. It's about a business's refusal to serve someone because of their sexual orientation. Under Oregon law, that is illegal. Oregon Labor Commissioner Brad Avakian said in the final order. $135,000.
I think that's bullshit.
The client's attorney called the order unconstitutional and a violation of free speech principles, and they will likely appeal the decision.
Well, yeah, what kind of bakery can afford $135,000 if they won't fucking make cakes for the gays?
You know, like,
yeah. you're not making that much money.
Yeah,
if you don't want to make a cake for me, I don't want the cake.
Exactly. No. I think this whole thing is bullshit. If you're a private business, if you're a business in general, that's just make a Facebook status about it. Make that shit viral. Put the
You can make people hate the business, but you don't got to be
because here's
suing
the thing.
I don't know what you put in my fucking cake.
Exactly.
And the other thing is, if you are a business owner in some place like Oregon, which is a very progressive state for the most part, and you have it known that you are not going to provide services to LGBT couples, you're going to lose more business than just the gay couples.
Right.
Other people will lose, and the marketplace will decide whether or not you are going to stay in business.
Let it stand.
I think we're all on the same page with this. That if you want to find them, go ahead and find them $1,000, $5,000,
$135,000 is absurd.
Emotional damages?
Nah.
How fucking emotionally damaged are you?
Fucking. They grew up with getting participation ribbons or some bullshit because that's some sensitive shit. Which is why
sensitive shit.
I hate shit like this because it's so like you're being overly sensitive. This is why people don't like the fucking LGBTQIA. A fucking ZB community or whatever the fuck all the letters. I'm even tired of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, we can all be adults and we can just be so fucking offended about shit. Like, just if you don't, like Kareem said, don't go there because you don't know what they're going to put in your cake. Just fucking make a status about it. Tell your friends that the marketplace is going to decide that you're probably going to go out of business.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it's going to be. And then you're going to be the idiot standing there and just fucking Darwinism. We should let Darwinism do its fucking thing. We haven't in a while, which is why America overall just gone
that
dumber.
That's what I have said all day today.
Yeah.
Hey, Darwinism should be a thing.
We're protecting the idiots. Yeah. That should just be let Cause
he
natural
wasn't,
selection do a thing.
Hey.
Hef is into Kareem's beer.
Well,
Kareem has no...
Really? A cat named Hefeweizen?
He has... No, it's Hefner.
I know.
Hey, get out of my beer.
Kareem has absolutely no idea, no way of... He's not going to share it with a brother cat.
Oh. No.
That is not a black cat. That's an African-American
that
cat.
That cat is black.
Yeah. That cat because the cat didn't move.
He is, but his nose is black. The pads on the bottom of his feet are black.
Even the pads on the bottom of his feet,
black. That's a black cat.
If you shave that cat's hair off, he'll still be black.
And he will have very dark skin on his hair. I'm not going to because it would be really creepy. Hey, you guys know what Airbnb?
Oh, wait,
is?
Wait.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Before we move, because you didn't. I don't know if we're supposed to talk about it next show, but Darwin should take because the dumbass who jumped in the fucking alligator pit in Texas.
Yes.
That happened this weekend, too.
We will be talking about that on the Friday show.
Oh, okay.
We got that.
Sorry.
Oh,
that's okay.
People, come on, people.
That's okay. It's worth the tease ahead.
Because
it was like out of a stupid comedy movie.
Yeah.
The guy said, there were signs everywhere, and the guy said, fuck the alligators, and jumped into the water.
Yes.
We'll tell you what happened next if you don't already know. That's the Friday show. Do you guys know what Airbnb is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No idea.
Airbnb is where you have a property and you go, hey, I have a room for rent. It's like
Uber for houses.
I need to know about this.
Basically, yeah. And
Educate me. You
can go on, Sam, and let's say you want to go somewhere and you're like, you and your girlfriend want to go somewhere on vacation, but you're looking at your budget and you're like, you know what? We wouldn't mind staying in somebody's house.
And okay.
So like if you've got an extra bedroom in your house, you can put an Airbnb out there that says, hey, we have
travelers, come crash on this bed.
Right. We have a bedroom and a bathroom and come and go, whatever. Usually a little cheaper than a hotel, not always, but if you're looking to rent like a house for a week or whatever, because you're getting together with a bunch of friends to jump naked over fireworks, whatever. But in the Hollywood Hills, which is kind of an exclusive community,
right?
There are some residents that are very angered by an Airbnb that's opened up there.
Hollywood Hills tell us they are being held hostage, forced to stay inside because of an unusual hillside rental. NBC4's Scotty Schwartz looks into the $40 property located among the million-dollar homes.
There is no shortage of complaints.
Who knows who's coming up to our neighborhood?
Or fears.
Of our own backyard is scary. Yeah, these are rich
motherfuckers.
Neighbors are upset about this rental on Airbnb. It's listed as a Hollywood Hills camping retreat, smack in the middle of a multi-million-dollar neighborhood. For $40 a night, guests get a tent with a hillside view and a short walk to Lake Hollywood underneath
sign
the Hollywood sign. News Chopper 4 found the rental with two tents pitched and a few chairs next to
it. They did.
And a mansion next door, which, according to the listing, guests can access to get to the bathrooms inside.
You know, it's just very deplorable.
But among neighbor concerns, fire danger. Even the sign in front of all the dry brush around the property reads no smoking. But our cameras captured this man lighting up a cigarette on the lot.
Major drought situation that could go up, could take up the whole side of the hillside and take up the house, take the houses with it.
Neighbors also say they've walked outside into their yards and seen people having sex outside the tents.
People doing walking naked.
Naked?
Sex. Open nickered? And open.
Listen, don't make fun of Sanjeev Kumar.
They were
neighbored. He's a neighbor.
I just look
that
up
almost
these people.
Sounds like a racial slur.
There's
nickered.
So much money. These fools have so much money.
You know, here's what I love
I
about this.
I
want
to know who's written the fucking lot out.
And how do I get my night?
Well, it's all it is two little tents on a side hill where they're never going to do anything, and they're just allowing them access to the bathroom. It's some it's some crazy person. But here's the thing. I love the fact, and you guys couldn't see the thing, but there was every ethnicity represented in Angry Neighbors. There was white guy. There's Indian or Pakistani guy.
They didn't have the Asian, though.
That's because they live somewhere else.
No, my people can afford it.
Well, Indian
no,
is
not.
East Asian.
Yeah, that's part of Asia. India's in Asia.
That's true, huh?
But yeah, 40, but they're having sex outside the tent, so that's the big complaint.
Hong, are you throwing out your wafer?
Diane is so upset she's left the room. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea what just happened there.
No, I'm throwing out the crumbs.
Oh, okay. She's throwing out the crumbs. Okay. So, all right. But yes, the $40 Airbnb tent in the Hollywood Hills.
You're right, $40 for a tent's a little excessive.
Well, it's, you've got a hell of a view, though.
Yeah. In the Hollywood Hills. And you got
and
sex outside.
And you can have sex
and
outside.
You can smoke a cigarette, but so people just...
Well, that's why he was smoking a cigarette, because he just finished having sex.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to have sex outside? That's the big question. I don't care about what the owners around there
usually
think.
Not.
Okay.
Usually you're not. Here's the thing. Even
we
in,
already know what Sam
of
is
of course.
Like
I mean,
this.
If that's allowed, I'm into it.
Even in areas where you are allowed to be naked in public, which is most of San Francisco.
But sexual activities are prohibited.
Yes. And in San Francisco, you can be naked in public. That's okay.
Right. Right.
But if you sport a boner... then it's not okay.
Right.
Because it's now a weapon, I guess.
And if there's penetration, then it's
I have no
serious.
Problem with that.
Yes.
Then it's
can't
murder.
Be sporting the boner in San Francisco.
Boners freak me out anyway.
For you, that means your lights can't be on in San Francisco.
Let's not act like ladies
can't
don't
tell.
Get boners, too. They just they call true. It the clit wiggle.
I'm sorry, what?
Lady boners. Let's not act like it doesn't happen when you get excited.
I'm sorry, what?
The clit wiggle.
The clit wiggle.
The fuck?
Your clitoris fills with blood just like the shaft of a penis.
You, a little
clitoris. You can't like see it like the boner. You can see a boner.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not fair because yours is covered by folds of skin. Doesn't mean it's not happening.
Well, you guys get everything else like fucking making decisions and voting which one's the best
I
beer.
That is why I said the lights are on.
Right. But that could just be cold.
That could be. We got to make or control them. The way we have to control our boners. Like you got to think of something warm.
You
got to think of something warm going over your boobs. Here's
the thing, though. In most places, the people that want to be naked are not the people you want to see naked.
That's true.
Yeah,
That's pretty common.
Yeah.
This story sort of made me sad. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but bubble wrap has lost a little bit of its fun after its maker, Sealed Air Corp, announced a new pop-free version.
What's the point?
You cannot pop the new bubble wrap. Well, I guess the
that
point
doesn't sound environmentally safe.
Well, I guess the whole idea is that they won't pop in shipping, so it'll keep the
right.
The intent of it works well.
The integrity,
right? And that's how the Heady Topper came back from Vermont, wrapped in bubble wrap.
Oh,
that's not right.
The eye bubble looks like bubble wrap, but is completely flat. And then customers use a pump, which at first will cost $5,500 to inflate the eye bubble before using it for shipping. Once inflated, eye bubble won't burst or make that satisfying popping noise. Sealed Air Corp hopes to reduce the cost of the pump to $1,000 by 2017. This is nonsense. I got a whole
a bad business.
I
model.
Got a big roll of bubble wrap for $5.50 at Walmart. This is nonsense.
It's not going to go. It's not going anywhere.
But that's crap. So, anywho, that's.
That's why when you watch Shark Tank, they're like, that's a great idea. What's the cost?
Right.
Guess what? That's not going no place, punk.
It is not going anywhere. All right, now it's time for this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
That's yeah.
Sexy, bro.
You like it?
Love it.
Get ready for some judging.
Okay, let's judge.
All right. Let me go back to this other page so I can do this. I barely did this before the show, so we have the rest. All right, first up in Cooler Tool, punitive damages. Punitive damages. Diana?
In this case, it's fucking Tool.
Kareem?
In this case, it's fucking Tool.
Sam?
That's Tool as hell, bro.
Yeah, it is. Settle that. Your feelings aren't really worth that much.
$135,000. I will make it worth $135,000.
Or in old school parlance, I'll give you a reason to cry.
That's right.
Up next in Cooler Tool, doing sex. Kareem?
That's always cool.
Sam?
Well, almost always cool.
Right.
What Kareem said. I'll give it cool.
Diana, doing sex?
Almost, yeah, I'll go with almost always cool. That's the appropriate time. Did you guys hear about the cop that got caught having sex on the top of his hood in New Mexico?
No.
Yeah, that happened.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, it's cool. The new bubble wrap. Sam?
Again, it's if they could get the cost factor underway.
It's unpoppable.
And then, of course, if they can, maybe you have the choice when you're ordering a mailed item. You say, I'd like the pop factor version or the non-pop factor. It has potential for cool, but based on the story, it's Tool.
Kareem?
Tool.
Diana?
Fucking Tool. That's bullshit.
Now, lastly, Sam took his 7-inch disc wafer and bit it into a perfect square. Is that cool or Tool?
Cool.
Well, it's not a perfect square.
No.
Come on.
It's a cool effort. Okay, now he's being a tool because he's bragging about
you're
it.
You're right.
There you go. That's the
I
game.
I just became Tool.
That's Cooler Tool. Hey, I mentioned the mud run earlier. this is from France. Headline, 1,000 people possibly sickened by fecal matter in a French mud run. That's right, Sam. It wasn't just mud. It was butt mud. Mud run participants might have to start worrying more than just sprained ankles or scraped knees after more than 1,000 people became sick to their stomach. Sick to their stomach after participating in an event in France.
Is it human fecal matter for sure?
Well, let's get through the story here. Oh. The regional health agency in southern France said 1,000 of the 8,400 participants, or 1 in 8, involved in the Levin's Mud Day reported symptoms of acute gastroenteritis. The agency said the stomach ailments, mostly diarrhea, vomiting, and fever, were caused by the norovirus, a highly infectious disease that causes an inflammation of the stomach or intestines. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the norovirus is transmitted through contaminated food or water or by touching contaminated surfaces. Health officials say...
Simply touching it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Health officials say it's unclear how the runners contracted the virus, but some doctors say they diagnosed patients who said they didn't eat any food at the event. It's possible the runners may have ingested mud contaminated with the virus, actually pretty likely, along with race course, possibly through the presence of feces in the mud. Some runners took to Mud Day's Facebook page, complaining that sections of the course smelled distinctly of horse manure.
See, okay, there we go.
Nothing about this is okay.
Well, it's not. It's not like someone's crawling through the mud and's like, you know what? I'm gonna have diarrhea. Let me just do it right here.
You know, somebody did.
Yeah.
You know,
this is gross.
That takes effort. That takes effort.
Why
to
did
shit.
He try to justify this?
Now we know who shit it.
Yeah, you're the one that fucking run. Pisses
Listen,
in the pool, huh?
I have a twin
the
brother.
Chlorine
Hold
guy.
On, that's funny you say that because
he's the chlorine guy.
Hold on, this is worth the interruption.
He's the guy in Grown Ups who has the blue stain around him.
Hong just totally nailed it. I have a twin brother, for those who don't know,
mm-hmm.
And me and my twin and one of my best friends went to the Dixon public pool. Why? Because it's a different experience going to a public pool than to a private pool.
Yes, it is.
And we wanted to relive, you know, the youthful joys of the summer. So mm-hmm. We went there, and one of the memories that popped into our head was the time my twin brother Joe, in the year 1996, it was our last day visiting Dixon, which is where our grandparents lived, and we went into the pool, and we were about to have to go home, and Joe's like, had this great idea. I'm going to poo in the bottom of the deep end.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yes, they are. He pooped. I was already out of the water. I'm like, you're dirty. And this little girl jumps straight into the pool right where he shat, and we went home. That was it.
Well,
and right after
well, I'm
that,
I'm opposed to the whole thing.
I am too now because I watched news reports right after that about E. coli poisoning. I didn't realize that was a potential issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. You shouldn't be ingesting fecal matter. You really shouldn't.
So
moving
gross.
On. Moving on. Sorry,
it's,
Joe.
It's not,
you out.
It's not the only time, but a report from the CDC in May of 2014 found 22 people who participated in a long-distance obstacle run, which included sections in mud and water, in 2012 became ill after inadvertently swallowing muddy water during the race. The runners later became sick with a bunch of things, including one that I'm not going to attempt to pronounce, but it has symptoms of bloody diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. Ew.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm never doing a mud run. Okay. Ever.
That changes things.
I am never
and
doing a mud run.
And people pay a lot of money to do this shit. Literally.
It's
to
more
run in shit.
It's
unless
more
you
expensive.
Volunteer.
Yeah, but it's more expensive to do a mud run than a regular run. Because yeah, I've done both. Well, I've not done a mud run, but I know it's really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
That
wasn't on
me.
Their phone.
What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, everyone is on their phone.
So
because I don't want to hear about shit.
All right. Well, how about this?
What's new?
3 days after the late big-dicked Richard Matt escaped from Clinton Correctional Facility, his daughter received a letter from him saying, quote, "I always promised you I'd see you on the outside. I'm a man of my word." Here's the problem, though. He didn't because cops hunted him down and put a bullet in his head.
Oh.
He's the one who didn't make it out alive. And in fact, a photo of him was leaked showing his brain matter leaking out of the hole in his head.
No, I don't need that. I don't need it.
It was pretty bad.
I've seen brain matter on the pavement. It's not something I want to see.
A law enforcement official told the news that, quote, "Richard Matt was a sociopath and they were afraid of him," referring to his brother, Wayne Shrimp. Both Shrimp and Matt's daughter reportedly requested police protection out of fear that he would attempt to see them. A portion of the letter was provided to the news by law enforcement officials. It was postmarked prior to the June 6th escape and arrived at Matt's daughter's house in a suburb of Buffalo on June 9th. And there was a while that they thought these two guys were out in western New York near Buffalo. Turned out they never got that far, but... That was one of the things. While he was still in prison, Richard Matt persuaded Joyce Tilly Mitchell to contact his daughter. Here's an excerpt from the news. "In an initial phone call from Mitchell, the daughter told investigators that she did not recognize the incoming phone number, but decided to accept it."
What an idiot. That's your first mistake.
Mitchell said, "I'm a friend of your father's." She was actually more than a friend of Matt, authorities say. She's accused of supplying him and Sweat with the hacksaw blades and other materials to help them escape the prison. Oh, yeah, and they also had sex.
Dirty whore.
Yeah. She's married, by the way, to somebody who works at the prison. So after a three-week-long search, Matt was shot and killed. Sweat was captured 2 days later, and he's talking about it. He's like, "I never had sex with her, ever." That's pretty bad when the guy in prison's
he's
like...
He's like, "I would never
like,
do
I
that.
No, I did not.
I would not touch that with a 10-foot pole."
That's right.
And I might have a 10-foot pole. I'm just
no, that was, no, that's the dead guy. The dead guy had the was the one with the big dick.
Oh. This is the husband you're talking about.
Yeah. By the way, Diana, here's the death photo. This one's pixelated and small, so you can't really see anything, but...
Go ahead, privileged one. Talk about white privilege. How about...
Well, come on over here, Sam.
Privilege.
Come over here and take a look, Sam. You said you want to look. There it is. There's his brain leaking out in the woods.
Just threw up on your microphone.
I've been watching like way too much crime shit to be like phased. Is that bad?
But that's real. This isn't television.
That's real brain matter leaking out in the woods.
I think if I saw this in person, I'd be a little more like disturbed. But right now, I'm just like, oh.
We'll blame Pliny the Elder.
It's pixelated. It's not that big of a deal.
No, there was one that wasn't.
No, it was still pretty. Like, I don't know. It was pretty small. Maybe
did you say it was pretty?
Small.
I am going to report you to the somebody. I'm going to report you to the somebody.
To the somebody?
I'm reporting you to the somebody.
Well, we've already established she's going to hell. So
that's true.
Might as well just go out with a bang.
That is absolutely
brain
true.
Matter hanging out because it's pretty.
Yeah. Hey, Kareem, you know what happens to snitches?
They get stitches.
Well,
that's what's up.
Well, what happens when it's a when the snitch is a 16-year-old girl, and the person she's snitching on is her daddy?
Oh,
that means she's getting an ass whooping.
And it's a lesson a New Berlin man won't soon forget. Accused of shoplifting here at the New Berlin Walmart. This is surveillance video of 31-year-old Scott Burke of New Berlin last month, first stopping at the jewelry department where security says he broke into a jewelry case, took some earrings, put them on, and threw out the packaging.
Nick Forrest, Channel 12.
He put him on.
Just let him get away with it.
At Walmart, a shoplifting incident.
When I talked with Burke, he said he didn't want to do an interview, but he told me he couldn't remember the details of the incident. The video shows a security guard shadowing him in the store, later telling police he listened as Burke's, quote, six-year-old daughter told him several times to stop breaking into the jewelry case.
A six-year-old.
Later, security followed Burke into the toy area where, according to the complaint, Burke, quote, put sets of toys that he had in his cart into his shorts. He was stopped as he left
toys.
The store, but his daughter wasn't quite finished. Well, officers asked Burke how he got here, since he doesn't have a license. He told them they walked. But according to the criminal complaint, his daughter corrected him again, telling police they drove, pointing out the car in the parking lot. In New Berlin, Nick Bohr, WISN 12 News.
Did he steal the car or is he just a big fat liar?
No, he's just a big fat liar. He doesn't have a license, so he shouldn't have been driving.
Oh, okay.
So he was lying with a purpose, though. He was lying with a purpose.
His six-year-old daughter was snitching on him.
Okay, mad props to homegirl, though. You know, she's learned a valuable lesson in honesty.
Yeah, well, after he finished wearing that ass out, she did. She will.
It's like, honesty does not pay.
That is
just go along with it. The earrings were for you, bitch.
That's exactly it.
The toys were.
He's
you know,
in the toy aisle.
You know who's not getting toys from my pants? You.
That's less creepy.
Don't you want a little Barbie doll whose hair was once blonde is now brown with my poo stain?
He got it directly from the Spartan race or the mud run.
from the mud run.
From the butt mud run.
Butt mud.
Butt
Barbie's
mud.
Hair.
All right. Hold on. We get to... oh, that's a pause thing.
Hong, your hair doesn't look like butt mud. It looks like...
I'm going to fuck you up.
It looks like an angel touched it with roses.
Oh, thanks. You're sweet. Never mind. You continue. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
off. I don't think that's
up.
Where he started
roses
off.
Roses made out of sugar and love.
We have a recording of Diana's thought when you first said that.
Look, fuckstick, I'm incredibly busy, so why don't you get the hell out of here before I snap your dick off and jam it into your ass.
I actually want to use that line on somebody, but never on you, Sam.
Oh, you're too sweet.
So
I love
you
have to move somebody else's out of the way.
Damn.
I like it. I like
that. Sam, I would have your back, but...
I'm going to take it. That was worth it. That's good. That's a good one, Chris.
That was cold as a Minnesota winter.
Brr, it's cold in here. Kareem,
that was good. That was real good.
Oh, damn. Sorry,
I'm gonna take a drink of Eddie right now.
You know, there are growers and there are showers.
It's true. It's true.
No one wants to know. I'm sorry. I don't want you guys to share that information.
We're not all lesbians in the room, okay?
Whatever. Apparently, clit wiggle, whatever the fuck that is called again.
Like, apparently, you've never been that excited.
Well, I just didn't know the thing wiggled.
Well, then you've never been that excited.
Like, it usually just comes excited. Like, it doesn't...
It's in a perpetual state of excitement, is what she's saying.
Pretty much. Yeah. I've been getting it all the time. No, I'm just totally kidding.
Meanwhile, in Florida, what happens when two old classmates meet up, but one's a judge, and she's at work?
Oh, no.
Oops. Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah. If this loads, we'll
It's a very clever intro.
It is. Thanks.
I got to hand that to you.
Yeah. Well, it'll be better if this thing actually loads. This is in Miami-Dade County. She recognized her classmate and decided to call him out on stuff. Let me reload this and see if it actually will play this time.
She's like going to revisit all the sins of childhood or what?
Well, hold
on. Come on, judge.
Hold on. It's actually...
Whatever happened, justice is blind.
The most interesting thing was his reaction, not what she was saying.
Okay.
Because...
Girl, how come you didn't dance with me back in eighth grade? Let me tell you, Michael Jackson was playing. I thought that was a song.
Let me see if I can find.
I'll
it
be
somewhere.
Honest, it's because you had spinach in
hurry
your
up,
teeth.
I gotta pee.
Oh, well, hold on, it's not loading there, so I'll find. I'll find it in another place and play it for you. Here you go. Hopefully this will actually play. Goddamn internet.
Hong, are you on the Wi-Fi right now? Are you hogging up the bandwidth?
She's taking all the bandwidth.
Kareem, are you bandwidth hogging?
I'm taking up my own.
I'm not up there today.
I'm on my data.
Come on. I'm going to try another website. Eventually, one of these will fucking play. I know they will.
If not, you can hear this.
Here we go.
Hey. Okay, Mr. Booth, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go to Nautilus for middle school?
Oh, my goodness. Middle school. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry to see you there. I always wondered what happened to you, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the nicest kid in middle school.
Oh, my goodness.
He was the best kid in middle school. I used to play football with him, all the kids. And look what has happened. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Booth, I hope you're able to change your ways. Good luck to you.
Oh, my goodness.
What's sad is how old we've become.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, where's the finger
good
sandwiches
luck to you, sir.
And
I hope
tea?
You're able to come out of this okay and just lead a lawful life.
Well, isn't that whole case supposed to be thrown out? Like if you had a person on the jury,
well,
who
she's,
knew so, or was that all associated?
This was a very preliminary hearing.
Okay.
That's probably like just arraignment or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Yeah, and he was just it was amazing his reaction.
He was like,
because he reacted like a 12-year-old boy who'd been caught doing something wrong. Because the last time he had seen her,
they were 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, they were 12 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, it was just, you know, because he's somebody who's been in front of a lot of judges.
Yeah, right, right.
And it just sort of.
Well, you're looking at this. Would you say this was bizarre or was it beautiful?
She was so kind with what she was saying, and he was crying.
I sensed a little beauty from this side of your laptop screen.
Yeah. I mean, she was really, really kind about it. She was like, I remember this kid. He was
going to guilt trip you.
He was a fantastic kid. We did this, and I always wondered what happened.
Yeah.
And
I
it
hope
was
you
just,
change your ways, young man.
Yeah, it was young man. They're 50.
50-year-old hag.
So there you go. Also in Florida, a Florida man hooked a shark off the coast of Stuart, Florida, after first falling off his kayak. why are you fishing?
How did he hook with his paddle?
With his pole.
He fishing.
He was fishing.
In a kayak.
In a kayak.
You can't. There's no leverage in a kayak. You don't fish from a kayak. See this.
Oh, you lost the rod, bro. Get him, baby.
Come on, bitch. Get him up.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
He's right underneath of you. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
This is heavily edited.
Oh, shit.
You can see that.
Oh, fuck.
Shark's underneath the kayak,
oh
and
God,
there goes the kayak.
Really? Swim away! Swim away!
Get your legs out of the
still
water!
On. Grab the kayak, jump back in.
Wait, again? Again?
Well, yeah, it's, the shark is still hooked.
Never give up.
And he's going back out for it.
You just said never give up.
They're trying to get the shark.
Yeah, he caught it. Here's the thing. The shark is going to be exhausted.
I only see like white people doing stupid shit like this.
How dare you?
I'm white and I would never fish for sharks in a kayak.
You jump over fireworks, okay? There's different levels
okay.
of stupid.
I'll accept that, okay.
Put your nuts out.
By the way, I passed one of you on the freeway this morning doing about 50.
Oh, God. I got so much. Oh, my God.
And I've gotten really patient with people who drive slow because I find most of the time it's somebody who's old. And my dad's getting older, and he's stopped driving. So when I pass somebody and they're going really slow, you know, the one who will never go over 25 in the 30-mile-an-hour zone,
oh, Lord.
And you pull around and you go, oh, it's somebody who's in their 70s or 80s, and you're like, oh, okay. Well, this happened on my way to work this morning, and I happened to pull around, not in the fast lane. It was over in the right. It was over in next to the right lane, and I went around, and I glanced over, and I went, Asian lady.
It wasn't an old Asian lady.
Nope.
It was just a standard Asian lady.
Standard Asian lady. They age very well most of the time. But,
yeah, so they're she was
so
probably
she could
70.
Have been old.
No, she wasn't.
Tell.
She wasn't super old. I would put her at probably about 30, between 35 and 45.
That's old.
Given that deviation mean of 30 years based on Asian heritage.
How dare you, lesbian cunt?
Mm. Oops. I mean, I think I'm old, so yeah, anything above 25 I think is pretty. No, 27, just kidding.
Hold on, what is your age?
27.
You're only 27.
Yeah, so she's Come the on. Youngest one in the room.
Come on.
It's true. She's the youngest one
Someone
in the room.
Someone thought I was 18 the other day.
How'd that go?
I can go with that. It depends.
It was really because he was dropping off like the oxygen tanks for my dad. And so he was like, I answered the door and he just kind of looked at me. He's like, I have an oxygen order for some. I was like, oh, yeah, that's my dad. And he looks at me and I'm like, I'm his daughter. Like, I was like, why are you giving me this look? And he just kind of like did some paperwork and then he like looks up and he's like, are you 18? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, how about 20? Are you older than 21?
I don't know if you're old enough to sign this package.
Yeah, I was like, why don't you just start at 21, dude?
I don't
like,
you're old enough to sign for this oxygen.
Are you old enough to have consensual sex? You know where I'm going with that.
Would you like to have consensual sex?
Consensual sex.
Consensual sex. So what we're going to do. Did we talk about Amazon already? I think we did.
We did at the beginning.
Okay, good. Then we'll move on to this.
The Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Yeah.
Please.
Hey, like that. Small Town News comes to us from another land. Actually comes to us from Scotland.
Whoa.
Mid-Calder, Scotland, where a Scottish man says, quote, he couldn't have asked for a better commute. After capturing footage of runaway cows being chased by a police van and a farmer on foot.
That's beautiful.
Adam Kelly said he was on his way to work when he spotted the bovine fugitives fleeing down a residential street. The video Kelly shared on Facebook shows several cows running down the side of a street marked with a marked police van and a running farmer in pursuit. Having grown up on a dairy farm, this sounds like my worst nightmare. Your cows running down the street. Cows may look heavy, but they can run. He said, I couldn't have asked for a better commute to work this morning. Sandy Lands, a Facebook user who commented on the video, said the cows escaped from her father's farm after vandals damaged his fence. Those sons of bitches. Hold on, let me get this music down here. I'll pause that so we can actually hear the video. So the video, he took it from inside of his car on his way to work.
And a Vodafone SIM-only customer. That's because Wayne likes to break free.
He's obviously listening to the radio.
He can do his own thing with his own phone for only £9.50 a month.
That's his laugh. Is the farmer runs by. Because the cop van goes by, and then there's a poor farmer running down the road after his cows. Because there's a lot that can go wrong. They can run out in front of the car and get hit by the car and get killed.
Of course.
You got to herd them back. It's not easy. Trust me, that's a farmer's worst nightmare is your cows running down the road. But for us, it qualifies as small town news. So that's going to do it. All right. So what did we learn today? We learned which is the better beer, Heady Topper or Pliny the Elder?
Don't shoot fireworks off the top of your head, white people.
Oh, that's true. Don't shoot fireworks off
but
the top of your head.
But it's definitely Heady Topper.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to.
Unless you had fireworks on the topper of your header, Heady. What?
What?
Don't worry about it. Free association.
Oh, okay. You're just free forming on stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go with that. We'll call that in honor of the fireworks and the 4th of July. And we'll wrap up the Nate Darling Show with some Pharrell Willems. Willems? I've had beer, okay? This is called Freedom on the Nate Darling Show. We'll see you on Friday. Bye-bye.
Hold on to me. Don't let me go. Who cares what they see? Who cares what they know? Your first name is free. Last name is dumb. But you still believe in where we're from. Man's right flower. It's an every living thing. Mind, use your power.
hold on to me. Don't let me go. Cheetahs need to eat. Run antelope. Your first name is King. Last name is Dumb. 'Cause you still believe in everyone. Dust to sun. Atoms in the air. Organisms in the sea. Sun and yes, man. Are made of the same things. Freedom! 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 Freedom. 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 Freedom.